Madam Chairperson, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday, we listened to great speeches on the status of global food security and the imminent threat that is posed to mankind if nothing is done. The call for action was very clear, and what needs to be done was a key string in near every speech that was made here. Despite its overwhelming potential for poverty reduction and growth, the agricultural sector in developing nations remains underinvested and underexploited. In Africa, agricultural production continues to be a subsistence activity undertaken on small and shrinking landholds against a backdrop of declining productivity. Increase in production, where it occurs, is often due to expansion in land area rather than agricultural intensification and yield improvements. In Rwanda, expansion of agriculture towards marginal areas, land degradation, and soil erosion are leading to a lack of capacity to feed 40,000 people each year. Tackling these challenges is inevitable, especially in the face of the climate change that everybody before me has alluded to. Massive investments are needed to develop infrastructure, including irrigation, to increase access to inputs, to credit, and to technological innovations. In recognition of this, Rwanda has embraced the comprehensive African Agricultural Development Program by increasing its share in investment in agriculture. Currently, 6.6% of the national budget is allocated to agriculture, and we plan to have this going to 10% in the next 3 years. I do recognize that a number of African countries have already reached this target, and I congratulate them. Rwanda has taken the need to invest in agriculture, particularly in food security, very seriously. In 2007, our government undertook measures aimed at increasing the production of basic food crops in programs, in a program that is called the Crop Intensification Program. This program was developed to address Rwanda's issues of land pressure, land fragmentation, low productivity, and low input use. This program helps to put helps poor farmers to consolidate land and access inputs, especially seeds and fertilizers, using voucher systems, which at the same time used to build a strong input distribution network through partnerships with the private sector. Since the inception of the Crop Intensification Program, Rwanda has seen substantial increases in food production. Production of key commodities more than doubled. Yield per unit area increased, especially for maize, wheat, rice, and potatoes. In 2008, these efforts made it possible for Rwanda to survive the food crisis, and in 2009, for the first time, Rwanda produced adequate food at the household level without the need for food imports or food aid. Excellencies, allow me to say that these successes demonstrate that the fight against food insecurity is possible in Africa. Indeed, it is against this backdrop that my president, His Excellency Paul Kagame, told the United Nations General Assembly at the Partnership for Food Security meeting in New York last September that a world free of hunger is achievable. Allow me to note, Madam Chairman, that while these efforts have been directly impacted economic growth and gone some way towards achieving MDG 1, current levels of investment in agriculture are still insufficient to allow Rwanda and most developing countries to reach the goals set out in MDG 1. Therefore, there is a need to focus discussions around how accelerated growth and poverty reduction can be achieved, both in terms of strategy as well as financing. The government of Rwanda has increased investments in agriculture in line with the Maputo Declaration, including potential for public-private partnerships that might stimulate investment in agriculture. Rwanda was the first country to sign the CADAP Compact in 2007. Since then, the government has been working at harmonizing and improving sector coordination, building institutional capacities, establishing proper transparent accountability mechanisms. Rwanda has also developed a medium-term investment plan for the agricultural sector. This plan sets priorities and guides the key areas that require investment. The investment plan will be presented to Rwanda's development partners, international community, African Union, CADA partners, in a high-level meeting that will take place in Rwanda and Kigali on the 7th to 8th of December next month. With this plan, Rwanda hopes to be able to demonstrate that it is, with the right amount of investment, it is possible to have sustainable food production in Africa. We take this opportunity to invite all of you to attend the CADAP meeting in Kigali as the first step towards supporting African countries towards achieving the key pillars of the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program. Thank you very much, and sorry for keeping you from lunch.